How well you walk is how well you sit. You cannot walk in order to sit. You have to sit well in order to walk well. Fit means what? That means you rest in all that Christ has done. You allow Him to love you, and in that position, we are blessed with all blessings in heavenly places, the Bible tells us. Then you can walk, and then you can stand against the powers of darkness. So unless we sit, we're not able to walk. Amen? And our life is a life of rest.
Are you facing a health challenge or battling symptoms in your body today? Or perhaps you have a loved one in the hospital right now? In today's program, Joseph Prince will be praying for the sick during a time of ministry. May you receive a fresh impartation of health and wholeness for your situation as you tune in and hear from the Lord today. And now, here is Pastor Joseph Prince with today's program.
Let's all stand to our feet. Let's continue worshiping the Lord. You know, when you worship the Lord, you are fulfilling the very calling that God has for you. The Father seeketh such to worship Him. You know, people talk about seeking God, but Jesus says, the Father seeketh such to worship Him. To worship Him in spirit and in truth, Lord. We worship You, Lord, tonight. We are gathered in the name of Your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Unto Him shall the gathering of the people be. And just for now, just forget your needs, forget your wants, forget your own troubles or trials that you're going through right now, and just focus on the Lord. See how wonderful this Savior is. He loves you with a love that is so powerful, undying love, that He left heaven's glory, came down to die for you. And today He lives, risen from the dead, to watch over you, to be your high priest. There He is at the Father's right hand. We worship You, Lord Jesus, highly exalted and glorified.
Oh, oh Lord, do Your wonder, Lord, do Your wonders now, oh Lord, do Your wonders, Lord, oh God, come and heal now, Lord. Heal now, Lord, oh God. Nothing is impossible with God. Come and heal Your people now. Come and heal them, Lord, oh God. Oh, Lord, our God, heal now. The things which are impossible with man, through Your God.
Look to the Lord, people. He's healing right now. He's healing. The things which are impossible with man, the doctors might tell you, this is an impossible case. You have to live with this for the rest of your life. Or they might have told you that this can only get worse and worse as you grow older. The things which are impossible with men are possible with Your God. With God, nothing shall be impossible. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Look to Him alone right now. Look to Him, to none else but Him.
Thank You, Lord Jesus, come and heal now. Heal now, O Lord. Seria la mata, roba carabeche.
In Jesus' name, I see valves opening up. I see blood flowing freely through arteries. I see all the blockage and all the deposits in your arteries cleared. In Jesus' name. You know who you are right now. You feel a surge of strength go through your body right now. You have a heart condition, or you had a heart condition, but now the Lord has touched you. You feel strength and energy being restored. Amen. Amen. Receive it right now in Jesus' name. Own it. Own it. Possess your possession right now. This is paid for by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Right now you're feeling, you've been diagnosed before with a heart condition, but right now you feel strength being restored. You feel like you can tear a lion apart. If that is you, do a big wave of thanks to the Lord. If that is you, you know you feel it. You know you've been diagnosed all across this place. You feel the strength. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Now I want those of you with back conditions. There's someone with back condition right at the lower part of your back. You feel pain when you move in certain angle. Move in that area right now and see what the Lord has done. Amen. Move in Jesus' name. The Lord has healed you. Bend your back. Look around. You shall look for your enemy and you will not find his place. The word says amen. Amen. Neck condition that goes all the way to your shoulder. Whoever that person is, and you have a problem lifting your hand all the way up, lift your hand right now in Jesus' name and see what the Lord has done. Lift your hand in Jesus' name. If you know the pain is gone, don't doubt for 1 minute. The things which are impossible with man are possible through your God. If that is you, do a big wave. The one of the back condition, you have bent your back, you have searched for the enemy, you can't find his place anymore. Praise the Lord. Give Jesus the praise and the glory. Now, again, this keeps coming to me. There is someone with a tumor. It's inside your body, and I think it's been diagnosed. I think it's your stomach or intestinal area. I'm not too sure. But the Lord says he has dissolved it. You go back to your doctor, amen, to your surgeon, and you find it no more. Amen. When that happens, please write to the church and let us know. We have so many testimonies of this. God can raise someone who is a nobody to be somebody in his kingdom. God can also put to naught the things that are, which means cancer is a thing that is. Tumor is a thing that is. But God can put to naught the things that are. Right now, he's putting to naught, zero, the things that are in your body. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I see men being healed. You don't have to put up your hand for this. Men being healed in your prostate, in your reproductive organs. The Lord is healing people in that area. Men, praise the Lord. Amen. Now a lady who's been diagnosed with more than one cyst in your womb. The Lord is healing you. You're feeling womb. In fact, you're wondering what is happening. You're feeling fire, like womb. Your womb is on fire. Amen. The Lord is healing you and making you whole. Amen. When you receive the good news, let us know. Please write to us and let us know. Amen. How many of you were healed from headaches? You had a splitting headache. Quite a number of you. And you came here, you got healed. Remember this. None of us here is a healer. Amen. But we know the one who is. And I know that he's here right now. And he's loving on you. He's just loving you tonight. I feel his power, his anointing. Thank you, Lord. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke. Doesn't just break. It destroys the yoke. It puts it to nothing. Put your trust in the Lord. Say, Lord, I trust you for health. Now in the name of Jesus, I come against that affliction in your body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I command it right now. Be plucked up out of the body in the name of Jesus and be planted in the sea in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God is not bound by time and space. Even you watch this in future, he's not bound by time that this message will be in the past. No, God transcends all that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you know you are stronger now, healthier now, younger now, more dynamic now than you were before you came? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Even Pastor Mark looks good. Look at Pastor. Even Pastor Mark looks good. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can be seated. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
If you or a loved one are struggling with pain, sickness, or a negative doctor's report, don't be discouraged. Healing is coming your way. In Joseph Prince's book, Eating Your Way to Wholeness, A Practical Guide to the Holy Communion, discover practical insights into the communion and how partaking of it brings life and health to your body. Call or text the number on your screen or visit our website to request your free copy today. Offer available to U.S. and Canada residents only.
Lately, I've noticed also, it's like God's will is for people to be healed. Amen. God wants them healed. But it's like there's a season, a new season ushered in where there's healing taking place. And it's happening all over the place, happening easily. And this is also in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Remember the word sozo is also used for saved. When Jesus said to the woman who was healed, daughter, be of good comfort. Amen. Your faith has healed you. The word there is saved you, healed you, sozo you, in reference to bodily healing. And friend, God wants you well. Amen. God wants you well. And this is, healing is like a dinner bell for sinners to call in. Amen. And then they hear the true gospel. But even then, God's people, you know, John says, beloved, I wish above all things. And John will not wish something that is not in God's heart. And John said to Gaius, in 3 John 2, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Look right now at Luke 13. At Luke 13, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. Now notice it was on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. This woman had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. This reminds me of people who could in no way raise themselves up because they are under this depression, under this weight, load of depression and condemnation, and they cannot seem to lift themselves up. They try to think positive and they can't think positive. They try to fight themselves out of it and they can't. Because you know why? It is spiritual. It's a spirit of infirmity. And they could not in any way raise themselves up. Notice for how long has she been suffering this? 18 years. There's no insignificant details in the Bible. When numbers are double, it means something. And also, when you look at a number like 18, it's actually 6 plus 6 plus 6. So it's the number of the Antichrist. You know that her being bowed down is not God's will. Her being bowed down in no way raising herself up is not something that God wants for her. It's a spirit of the devil that's involved in this. Amen? So one thing we learn from this passage is very clear, is a spirit of infirmity. So stop saying when someone has a disease and all that, or condition, or God is teaching you something, stop that. It's easy to say that to others until you or your loved one becomes a victim of that. Okay, so friend, no. Let's believe God. Amen? And by the way, friend, when I say believe God, I don't mean, you know, when people receive the healing that we are dispensing words of knowledge and words of wisdom, like you heard just now, the restoration of the lost item, that is not healing. That is the gift of working of miracles. Amen. Something transposed from one place to another. Amen. So God is dispensing His gifts. It all comes from God, not from man. Amen. But remember this, that God wants us to always be asking Him and trusting Him. Amen. But when it manifests, when the gifts manifest, it is something you can feel. It's something you can take to the doctor and the doctor will say, yes, there are no more cancer cells in your body, my friend. And yes, the whole condition is reversed. Amen. Whatever it is, it will stand the test of the doctors. Now, do not step out and say, you know, I'm healed, and then you stop your insulin shots. Don't step out and say, you know, I'm healed, and then you stop your dialysis. All right? Unless the manifestation comes, which is authenticated by the doctor, amen, you're not healed yet. And remember when I talk about receiving communion, I talk about many a times communion, when you receive healing, is 30-fold, which means what? 70-fold is still not healed. Amen. Meanwhile, if you're on dialysis, continue dialysis when you are actually only having 30-fold manifestation. But friend, good news, 60-fold is coming. When you have 60-fold, you have more healing than 40% sickness, amen? Amen. Then the Bible says the next stage, 100-fold. Hallelujah. Okay, so back to this. But God wants you healed. Amen. So doctors are fighting the same problem, sickness, disease that the Lord is against. Amen. Amen. And notice the Bible says that this woman was bowed down the spirit of infirmity 18 years and could in no way raise herself up. So she identified people by their toes. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loose from your infirmity." And he laid his hands on her and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which man ought to work. Therefore, come and be healed on them and not on the Sabbath day." All right, notice he dare not talk to Jesus straight. He said to the crowd, he says that man ought to work. Notice his mentality was what? Man ought to work. Notice where his ought is at. His ought is on working. Man ought to work. Look at where Jesus' ought is. The Lord then answered him and said, "Hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" So Jesus' ought is this. Ought not this woman that Satan has bound be loosed? The mentality of the ruler of the synagogue, because he had a law mentality, is man ought to work. Jesus' ought is that woman ought to be loosed. When the Lord looks at you, he says, "You ought to be loosed. You ought to be freed. You ought to be liberated." Amen. You ought to be healed. How can you be a son of Abraham, a daughter of Abraham, remain in this bondage? He says to you, "Woman, you are loosed. Man, you are freed from your infirmity." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And when he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Look at verse 15 one more time. Jesus talked about, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey? Keep that in mind. Ox or donkey. These two animals, keep that in mind. And lead it away to water it. So, watering your animals. And this animal here is a picture. Many times animals in the picture is a picture of you and I. Amen. Like an ox, thou shalt not muzzle the ox, talking about the minister that preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ. So ox and donkey, these two words, just keep that in mind first. Notice healing is actually watering them. And that's why in the book of Leviticus, when it comes to leprosy, water is used a lot. And we know it's not referring to natural water, my friend. So water, spiritually speaking, is the word of God. The more of the word you receive, notice the ox and donkey is thirsty and you bring them away to water it. That's how you solve. But he was talking about sickness and disease. The context is talking about sickness and disease. So in other words, giving them water is healing the sick. So water is a secret here. In the next chapter, Luke 14, Jesus was in a synagogue, invited by one of the rulers. Let's read that. "Now it happened as he went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath, that they watched him closely. And behold, there was a certain man before him who had dropsy," swelling all over his body, dropsy. "And Jesus answering, spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees saying, 'Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?' But they kept silent. And he took the man and healed him and let him go. Then Jesus answered them saying, 'Which of you having a donkey or an ox?'" Again, a donkey or an ox, just like the previous chapter, in the case of the woman, he talked about the donkey and an ox to water it. But notice Jesus' perspective of people that are sick. Does he look at them saying, "It's because of your sin that you are sick. It's because you have not done this and this and this that you're sick. Amen. It's because of your rebellion that you're sick. You deserve it." Is that the mentality that Jesus has? Let's read. "Which of you," Jesus says, "having a donkey or an ox that is fallen into a pit?" Jesus likened people who are sick as just stumbling into a pit. Usually when you fall into a pit, you don't know the pit is there. So the way Jesus saw sick people are people, they are sick today because they fell into a pit. And the pit here is referring to a well. It can be water, with water, filled with water, or dry cistern, like the one they threw Joseph in. In Israel, that's what makes a pit. And notice Jesus says, when someone falls into a pit, they don't walk into a pit and they fall. The miracles that involve the ox and donkey mentioned there, and also involve the Sabbath day in both. Right? So here you find it talks about a Sabbath day. And ox and donkey may rest. I believe he's giving us the secret of why this ox and donkey fell into the pit. Why people fall sick. Why people become, you know, a prey to the enemy. Not realizing there's a pit, he falls into it. You know why? Because they are not at rest. Amen. They are not at rest. You know, you don't fall into a pit if you are at rest. You are seated, right? It's only when you're moving, right? Now, figuratively, that's talking about people that are not at rest. The Sabbath today for you and I is a rest. It's not a day for us to observe the way the Pharisees meticulously, all right, observe it. All right, they watch it with such a compunction spirit where they have a sin consciousness and looking and projecting sin on everyone. Everything becomes like, oh, you're not resting. Not that kind of rest. It's a rest that's inside of all the things that our beautiful Lord can say to us when He invites us to come to Him. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Of all the blessings that He has, He must have thought the greatest blessing is rest. And the best rest and the first rest we must receive is rest for our conscience, knowing that all our sins are forgiven through Christ. Amen. Amen. That's the first rest. And that rest is going to affect your soulish, your mental rest, where the problem with depression, worries, and cares are at your soul area. So your spirit rest, when you know you have a good conscience, your sins are forgiven. Hebrews 10 talks about it, will give you mental rest. And this rest will then manifest in your body as health and wholeness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. In fact, I was studying this in the Hebrew and I found something. Do you remember the word that we shared earlier in the year about Psalms 91, the very first verse that says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. That is crucial. It's when you sit down, and the word dwells there in the Hebrew is yashav, which means sit down. Remember, be at rest. And that's our Christian life. God doesn't want us walking all the time or fighting the powers of darkness. No, no. He wants us rested. How well you walk is how well you sit. You cannot walk in order to sit. You have to sit well in order to walk well. Sit means what? That means you rest in all that Christ has done. You allow Him to love you. You allow yourself to be in a position of a beneficiary, not a worker, not a doer, but a beneficiary. And even the things that you do now is because you first received. Such as I have, I give. Amen. That's your position. Rest. And in that position, we are blessed with all blessings in heavenly places. The Bible tells us. Then you can walk. And then you can stand against the powers of darkness. So unless we sit, we're not able to walk. Amen? And our life is a life of rest. When you are at rest, your donkey and your, not your donkey and oxen that usually fall into the pit will also rest. Amen. It's the secret of health. Amen. And here it says, rest, the word rest is used twice. The word refresh is used once. I submit to you, my friend, the secret of rest for the believer today is sit. Rest. Sit in the finished work. Amen. Sit down. The devil says, what are you going to do about this? Sit down with every fresh challenge. Sit down. Say, Jesus got this. I rest. Amen. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And David said to Goliath, the battle is the Lord's. It's not mine. The battle is the Lord's. Amen? Praise the Lord. The battle is the Lord. The Lord will fight for you. Hallelujah.
Pastor Joseph Prince will return in a moment with a special prayer to close today's program right after this. If you or someone you love is dealing with a health or mental wellness challenge today, we want to bless you with a free copy of Joseph's book, Eating Your Way to Wholeness, A Practical Guide to the Holy Communion. My friend, you are not going through this trial alone. The Lord's heart is for you to be healthy and strong. He wants you to experience many good days on this side of heaven. Be encouraged as you read this book. Request your free copy by calling or texting the number on your screen or visit our website today. Offer available to U.S. and Canada residents only. And now, a closing word from Pastor Joseph Prince.
Lift your hands all over. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, for loving on your people, Lord. Thank you, Father, that when you look at them, Lord, you see them blessed because you will never impute sin to them. Thank you, Father God, that they are Jesus conscious and not sin conscious. Therefore, they are being transformed from glory to glory. And throughout this week, thank you, Father, for preserving and protecting them and their families, their loved ones, from every danger, from every harm, from all the power of the evil one. Thank you, Father. And all the people said, amen, amen, amen.
Thank you for watching today's program. If you are new to the Gospel of Grace, Pastor Joseph Prince would like to send you a copy of his book, Destined to Reign, to help you get started. It's yours absolutely free just by contacting us today. Offer is available to U.S. residents while stocks last. Just pay shipping and handling.
I want to take a moment to thank a very special group of people, Grace Legacy Builders. You know who you are. You're the ones who make this possible. Because of your generosity, lives are changed, bondages broken, and families set free from decades of wrong belief. Every praise report we receive, and we get many every day, is a testimony of God's grace and a testament of your faithful support of our ministry. Thank you for making a real difference in the lives of so many. God bless you greatly.
Be a Grace Legacy Builder today. Your giving powers our ability to keep sending the gospel of grace to the world. Call 877-901-4300 or visit josephprince.org to start building. Tune in to church online.
I believe that there is a corporate anointing whenever we come together to worship the Lord as the body of Christ, even online.
Experience a time of worship, Holy Communion, and a timely word from Pastor Prince. Join our live chats and connect with fellow Grace believers. Text CHURCH to 71239 or visit josephprince.org/church to get started. Thank you for being with us today. Join Pastor Joseph Prince next time for a fresh word from the Lord. Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.